So, I've been feeling suicidal for I think 2 years now. I feel thrust into a situation that I can't get away from, or whatever you want to call it. I had this plan straight from high school. I wanted to go and do my master's in the United States, but coming from the country where I'm from, it's too expensive. So I was told to do my bachelor's degree over here in my country, then I'll do the master's in the United States. I did my bachelor's, I graduated, and then for the last 2 years, it's been constant headache and rejection and, regret and just disbelief at how no one is willing to help. I did get a bunch of offers. I was accepted at the University of San Francisco, but I cannot afford it. It's too expensive. $54,000, 1 year master's course, and it's killing me. And I was accepted at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, the United Kingdom. That's about US$30,000 year's tuition, and I cannot afford that. And then I was accepted at the University of Aberystwyth in Wales, but I cannot afford that too. So I'm stuck in a position where I feel like I have failed myself, my family, those that put everything they had in me, to try to push me to where I am at this point. I cried, I sat down, I prayed, I talked to God, and I'm going to be honest, barely any response, as a Christian and all this, constant bitter taste of defeat. And I just keep on trying, I keep pushing. I just want to do something for a change, something that can enable me to help people. Doing that in the United States was the purpose that I was looking for, and getting my education from there and eventually getting employed over there and getting work and everything. But I feel like I've let myself down. I feel like I have beaten myself up. I feel like no one is willing to help me. Those that have the means just don't care, and I see people for who they are, the selfishness, and I kind of see the contempt, and I see the joy in them seeing me fail. There are people out there that just want to see me fail, and I cannot give them the satisfaction of that, unfortunately. I always had this vision from a young age. I envisioned myself getting out of this mess that I was born in and, eventually moving overseas, doing my education over there, getting work, having a good life. But I get to this point and I do everything right. I get the university offers accepted with partial scholarships, but I cannot get a full scholarship because it's not easy. The pandemic was a big problem, and now I'm just stuck. I'm in the same place I was 2 years ago. I'm depressed. I have social anxiety. The pandemic was so bad. I haven't spoken to my friends in 2 years. It's basically a nightmare. The adverts or the commercials that, you know, you keep receiving on your phone when you're on the internet and everything, you know, telling you to apply for this scholarship, you know, you get it, this and this and that. It's all scams. There are no full scholarships out there. There are partial scholarships, but there are no full scholarships. If they are there, they are minimum, limited, selective, rigged. And that's the fact. They pick and select who they want to get the scholarship long before they put it out there as a contest, just to make it look like it, you know, it was fair. Because I've seen people that I performed better than, you know, and they got scholarships from governments, you know. I'm in a bad place, and that's just the truth, you know. And I feel like institutions that are overseas that want international students to apply should try to make it easier for those that have real ambitions to go there and achieve this dream. It's too expensive, one, you know, and then secondly, there's the US situation with the visas and all that. I feel like I'm stranded. I feel lost. I feel empty. And there's no telling what I'm going to do or if there's light on the other side of the tunnel or there's someone out there waiting just to give me a hand and help me out. And this is not a cry for help. It's just a reality. It's just a reality of rejection. After all the hard work you have put in, you know, education is not an easy walk. You know, you go to kindergarten, you go to elementary, you go to secondary school, then you go to advanced secondary school, and then you go to university, get the bachelor's degree, and then you apply for the master's overseas. They accept you. They give you a partial scholarship, but you just can't get the other funding because it's impossible. If I converted $50,000 into my local currency from where I'm from, the country, it roughly sums up to 271 million shillings. That's a fortune. That is a fortune for the wealthy, not even the rich, but the wealthy. You know, that kind of lifestyle here is for the wealthy. That's why I'm saying international education is not meant to favor people from the average income demographic or poor demographic. International education is designed for rich and wealthy students. You can't make it out of poverty and go to the United States and try to achieve your dreams. It's impossible because it is made impossible. They suck money out of you. They, you know, they throw all these promises at you, and then you reach that line and they want to milk you for every cent you have. And when you get there, I don't know where you even start from, because let's say you don't know anybody on the other side. And then you have to start from scratch. And then they wanted $54,000 from you. You're an average African. Where do you get $54,000? It's not a joke. It's a scam. I want to say this the nicest way, but it's a scam. They say apply and we'll give you a scholarship if you meet all these requirements, and then you meet all those same requirements, and then they say, you know what, we're going to give you half a scholarship, but you're going to have to cover the other bracket, like, you know, yeah, there's this fee that you need to pay, and then there's the visa, and then there's the air ticket, you know, the airfare or the plane ticket that roughly costs $1,000, which is still a fortune. So all in total, you leave your home country broke to go and start a new life overseas in the United States, a poor person. International education is a scam, and that's just the truth. You should, you know. I've come to accept it. In the United States, education system is built for rich international students, not the other way around. If anybody tells you that that's what it's meant for, then no. Maybe they'll open their doors for refugees, but the international education in the United States is a scam or fraud for international students. I just want to say that. If you have your hopes up and you've got all your paperwork and you've done everything right, I just want to tell you, and I want you to know, get ready for disappointment. Get ready for disappointment. What they think is little money to them, it's a lot of money from whatever country you're from, be it from the South America, the African continent, Eastern Europe or Asia itself. Trust me, it's not cheap. And I'm not complaining that it should be cheap, but just let it be averagely cheap in a way that, you know, it favors you. Like, you know, I have a chance. But how do I have a chance when you're asking for $54,000 for me? You know, and you're asking, you're basically asking me to pay you the equivalence of 271 million shillings if you converted that into the currency of my country where I'm from. That's a fortune for the wealthy that can only afford that, not the average poor, or yes, I can just say averagely poor. I just feel exhausted, tired. I don't know what direction to head in. I had this dream since I was a kid. I did everything right. I don't know. But I'm stranded, and that's just a fact. If anybody out there wants to help me, reach out to me and, yeah, give me something on my GoFundMe page that I can probably use to afford to fund my education in the United States, or even Canada for that matter. But I would prefer the United States because that's been my dream since I was a child. I've been setting this goal since I was a child. Okay. See you on the next episode.